This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, let's pick up on that story, Stan, and let's take it to the conclusion. And Mark, you have three questions from Randall in the forum. You can ask them in succession. Let's go. Stan?
Okay, well, anyhow, and I'm not going to read the whole account, but what it was very early morning hours, around 5:30 in the morning. It's dark. They have their high beams on. Their vehicle is a relatively new vehicle, and they have those really bright LED lights on them. And they're riding down this road, and it's an area where, again, there have been sightings for years of people seeing these things. But as they're riding down the road, coming down over a hill, this very tall, hairy creature goes across the road and steps into the wooded area. And she provides a very detailed account of this thing. She said the head was very large, so large that it was just sitting on its shoulders, that there was no neck, which we've heard very often before. Shoulders were very large and broad, kind of hunched over. The arms were very, very long as it crossed the road. The angle of it, she couldn't really see any facial features. It only lasted for seconds. Figured they were probably somewhere around 50 feet away from this thing. 7.5 to 8 feet tall. Massive. But here's what's really interesting. And here's what this person states. Let me find this part of it here. I felt like in the movie Predator, how Predator can be invisible and then he can... Then there's a glitch in and out, and you're able to see him. That's what I thought happened with Bigfoot. He was all of a sudden there, and out of nowhere, and then disappeared. I did not look after the creature when it vanished, as I was in shock of what I thought I had just seen. I didn't think. I read earlier, but the color of it was a dark, like a very dark brown color. So, I mean, this is what you're getting over and over again from people who have no reason to make up stories. They want no publicity. And they're telling you this thing that is, even though the sighting itself is very strange, there's other elements to it that are even stranger. And it's going on more and more, not just in Pennsylvania, throughout the country and around the world.
Now, Mark, you had some questions there left by Randall in case he couldn't attend this week's segment. Can you go through them in succession?
Absolutely. And so the first one here is very much in the vein of what we're discussing. And so let's just get into it. So do you think that the common factors between various paranormal / UFO phenomena, such as invisibility, shape-shifting, odd EM effects, the Oz factor, and that these things could be simply coincidental, or that it lends credence to the idea that there's a common causal factor that may be behind most of it?
Yeah. More and more, I think that, yes, somehow many of these phenomena are all related somehow. I talked about the energy connection. I believe there's an energy connection to it. Yeah, it's something that I've been noticing for many, many years now. You know, when I started investigating in sightings in the 70s, I began interviewing people. And I was very careful not to put words in their mouth, not to lead them, and just did these interviews. And it's just amazing how, during that 73, 74 wave, how these people would tell me about, reluctantly, how other phenomena would be also occurring that hadn't happened to them before. I mean, there were a couple different farms out in Derry Township along the ridge where some of the owners said these creatures would periodically come back and we would try to stake them out when we could. But there were so many other reports coming in, we couldn't be everywhere at the same time. And I remember one particular farm where for months, Bigfoot would show up. There was other weird phenomena going on. Other people visiting the farm also experienced it. I remember this person saying to me, she said, you know, that I don't know what this thing is. She said, it might be a coincidence, but whenever that thing appears, it starts screaming and hollering, or we see it, these strange lights in this one object's kind of like a luminous fusee, kind of like a small rectangle thing, comes across the air and lights up the ground, and she would say, I don't know if it's a coincidence, but we would hear the creature, see it, and soon after you see these strange lights appear. And that's what we began to get from more and more people. Some of the people began to talk about other paranormal phenomena, apparitions, poltergeist activity, just all kind of weird things, the animal reactions. And yes, in more years, we're finding that people in certain areas are talking about the strange screams and cries, apparitions, orbs, you know, strange footprints, UFOs, Bigfoot, other cryptids keep appearing. And, of course, everybody's heard about the Skywalker Ranch. Well, a lot of the phenomena was reported on the Skywalker Ranch was going on here in different areas in the 70s. But what's going on is there continues to be certain locations where this phenomena seems to focus on a certain area. Sometimes only the last day, sometimes the last month or years, similar to the Skinwalker Ranch. I mean, I know of one place right now in Fayette County. It's been going for several years now. And numerous people, plus the people who own the property, have experienced phenomena up there. Everything from, again, hauntings and strange lights and Bigfoot and screams and footprints and UFOs and all kind of weird phenomena is going on up on this property. And it just suddenly began, and it's still ongoing. And there's other places like this I've heard of around the country. So, again, it's a very mysterious phenomena. Again, I don't have the answer to what's going on, but the more I look into a lot of these phenomena, I know a lot of people involved in the paranormal, and I know about the EM effects that have gone on with some of the people in the ghost field with having power outages and power failures with their equipment, similar to what other people were reporting with some of the UFO and Bigfoot phenomena. The more you look at these things, the more you got to wonder, you know, is somehow some of these different phenomena all associated? And I think we've got to be much more open-minded, look much wider into these different areas and begin to document this information and realize that there's something going on and it's a lot stranger and much broader phenomena than any of us really understand.
Yeah, and Stan, just speaking of those type of locations, I personally investigated the Breeze Ranch in Tappan, North Dakota. And after speaking with, you know, the head of that ranch, you know, he described exactly the same thing, that it's not just the UFOs. I mean, this case and this ranch experienced cattle mutilations, UFO sightings, and other things that are more similar to like a poltergeist type of experience, et cetera. So, yeah, it seems like there are concentrations of the phenomena in particular areas. Let's take it back to UFOs real quick here. To continue on with Randall's questions, any comments on the unexpected acceleration out of the solar system of the interstellar object, Oumuamua? How did you? What was your interpretation of that event, Stan?
Yeah, you know, I'm no expert on that area. I only know what I've read about it. I think it's very interesting, and there's some people out there that feel that there's more to this than some type of a natural phenomena. I'll keep an open mind. I just don't have a lot of really direct information on it, so I don't really want to comment on it. But, you know, I haven't seen any upsurge of activity in relation to that report because we do get reports here every year, all year round. And as I was saying, in more recent years, we seem to be seeing an increase again in the what I call the classic UFO sightings, not lights in the sky, but large structured craft close to the ground. And also, one of the other areas I've dealt with have been what I call the mini UFOs. And I've been dealing with those since the 1960s, and they're still coming in. And these are fascinating because these small mini UFOs, they range anywhere from a few inches, about a foot in diameter. And they're really, really intriguing because they quite often come physically close to people. They don't hurt anybody. They've entered people's homes and cars through open windows, and they can be transparent. They can be solid, look like physically metallic at times. I've had reports of them going through the walls of homes. I had one case several years ago, a beautiful afternoon up near State College, Pennsylvania. A fellow was in a nice big truck going down the road, a pretty good rate of speed. And he had his passenger side window down, and here's this small, I believe it was about the big as, like around a baseball, softball, as I recall from the report. And it was pacing his vehicle right outside of the window, and suddenly it enters the passenger window. It's floating all around in the cabin of his truck. It comes right up to his leg. It's floating around his leg. Then it goes straight out through the bed of the truck and disappears.
That sounds like what we sometimes see in these sci-fi films, where you have this little tiny glowing thing that goes after people in different ways. More to come. Gene, Mark, Stan, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
But Stan Gordon, this is not what happens in a sci-fi movie. This happened to somebody in the real world. Let's hear more.
Yeah, there are so many cases like this. One case I remember from Northern PA years ago, I was talking to a woman, and she was in her kitchen one morning baking, cooking, and she had the window open. She said, one of these little small spheres comes in through the window. It's floating around the kitchen, So what's her reaction? She grabs her broom, starts striking it. She said it broke into two identical little spheres. They float around back out the window at the last you saw them. So those are intriguing, too. But then there's actually, on occasion, some variations of some of these mini UFOs. And I had one happen, and I'm trying to remember all the details of it. This would have been, I guess, about 2 years ago. This was down in that Mon Valley area outside of Pittsburgh. What happened was, this would have been, I'm trying to remember, this would have been, I believe, in October, somewhere around there, October of 2 years ago, I believe it was. And this was near Fayette City, Fayette County. And that early morning, a man went outside to warm up his wife's car. As he walked down the steps towards the car, this whole drive area was illuminated with light, so he could see this thing really well. He's walking down the steps, and he's about 10 to 12 feet away. And by the right bumper of her vehicle, he sees this object that's about 2 feet tall, shaped, he said, the only way he described was like a haystack. The object was translucent and shiny, kind of a milky white color. There were vertical ribs that seemed to be like a superstructure that looked like chrome straws that'd be seen through the translucent structure. The object was completely silent. It was gliding about 1 to 2 inches off the ground and was motionless when he first saw it. Whatever the object was, after several seconds, must have realized the person was there. He approached it till it was about 6 feet away from it, and then it suddenly zoomed extremely fast across the driveway to the left side of the car that made a perfect right angle down towards the driver's side of the car into the dark and was not seen again. And then the reports go on, and they get stranger and stranger.
I'm going to ask you another question, the last one from Randall here, Stan. What are your favorite, and not necessarily what you believe is most reasonable or likely, but rather your favorite theories for UFOs and other paranormal phenomena?
Well, and again, there's all theories, and again, having not been a witness myself, I got to keep in mind all possibilities. But, you know, when I started in this field so many years ago, I started in 1959 as a 10-year-old youngster, been out in the field since 1965 after the Keksberg incident, and I always felt that most of the UFO phenomena of the category of unexplained cases were probably extraterrestrial. I always believed that. Well, over the years, more and more data has shown up, more and more reports have turned up, and again, it's beginning to suggest that we may be dealing with more than one origin to the unknown category. Maybe a small percentage are extraterrestrial. More and more, just theoretically, could some be interdimensional? Could some be time travelers? Some could be unknown natural phenomena. I don't think there's any one easy solution to this phenomena. But once again, with the many UFO cases we've had, sometimes they appear and disappear. They physically change form. Sometimes they seem to interact with some people, or some people seem to interact with them at certain levels. It's very complex, just like with Bigfoot. When I started years ago investigating Bigfoot reports in the 60s, I mean, I was definitely convinced that we were dealing with an unknown primate. And then we began to run into all these reports from so many different people, from widespread areas, telling us little details. We saw similar patterns. We saw similar evidence. I have to go where the evidence shows. And more, it's beginning to suggest that we're dealing with something much stranger than an unknown primate. Something, again, as I said, we can only speculate, but I say right at this point, it's beyond our present understanding scientifically to figure out what's going on. But someday in the future, we might have the instrumentation and other capabilities to figure out just what exactly we're dealing with.
Wouldn't that require, though, an acceptance on the part of mainstream science that it's more than just a missing link or some kind of lost race of pre-humans?
Yeah, well, I think that as hopefully more and more people and more scientific people, and, you know, I give a lot of lectures on the subject, and I deal with all kind of people. I've spoken for young children. I spoke at colleges. I spoke for corporate groups, and I'm getting a very positive response from the public. And I have scientists that come and listen to my presentations, and they contact me. I'm finding a huge interest from younger children and teenagers today. And there's a lot of these young fellows now who look like they're getting involved in this field. And hopefully you know, some of these folks might get involved in the scientific field in the future years, and they'll be more open-minded and more willing to look into these different reports because they're becoming more acceptable to the fact that there's something going on and they're questioning it themselves. So, you know, we can only hope that in the future we're able to get in the areas where we're not in today.
One hopes, of course, that we'll still be alive for that to happen, for the young people to get involved in the scientific profession, to go through the schooling, establishing themselves in a job and that sort of thing.
That's right. I don't expect it's going to happen in my lifetime, but I think someday in the future we may know a lot more about it than we do today. I mean, we've learned a lot about what we're dealing with, but there's so much to this mystery that it's mind-baffling. If I had been involved in this all my life and I hadn't interviewed and seen the evidence and worked with a lot of people in the scientific field, you know, I would be very, very skeptical, and I'm always skeptical. I mean, my position on all cases is trying to find a logical explanation for reports before I'm going to jump and say something unexplainable. A couple weeks ago in this area, people were reporting and taking photographs of these strange vertical lights in the sky. And as soon as I saw them, I knew what they were. They were ice pillars. It's a meteorological phenomenon. We just had the right meteorological conditions for these things to appear the way the light was reflecting through the atmosphere, and they look very, very strange. So there's a lot of things that you can explain, but there's also many cases you could not easily dismiss.
I mean, based on your work, Stan, and the information you've given us all today and what's available at your website, et cetera, if we use Pennsylvania as an analog and then, you know, multiply that across the globe, one thing is for sure, and that is the frequency and the scale at which these events are happening is much, much larger than I think people normally would reference these phenomena, et cetera.
There's no doubt. And can you imagine how much of this is going on we never hear about, or it's months or years later till we ever hear about them? People commonly call me about cases from 15, 20, 30 years ago because they've been so reluctant, but they wanted to get off their chest. They wanted to share it with somebody, and they wanted to know if they were the only ones seeing this type of thing.
And as we've alluded to, these are the cases that are seen by humans and reported. And we alluded to earlier the fact that this activity may be occurring without human witnesses, you know, completely by its own.
Yeah, I mean, there's very, very strange things. And in more recent years, even the cryptid reports are getting much stranger and stranger. And I'll give you an example here because this is a great report. And since this happened, I believe it's been four additional somewhat similar reports that come to my attention now. And this was late August of 2017, so it wasn't that long ago.
Let's cover that case from 2017 in a moment. Stan Gordon, Gene Steinberg, Mark Jackson. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CEO of the Henry Pratt Company is giving more details about Friday's shooting that left five of his employees dead. Gary Martin was being fired for a culmination of violations of workplace rules, Scott Hall said. He did not get into specifics, though. He also called Friday the worst day his company's ever had. Democratic presidential hopeful and California Senator Kamala Harris was holding a town hall in South Carolina when she was asked about the debt continuing to rise and Medicare for all.
I believe you said you support Medicare for All and the Green New Deal. Simultaneously, we have a $22 trillion national debt and a $1.2 trillion deficit. Yep. How do you square that circle?
We have a tax bill that got passed that gave $1 trillion to the top 1% and the biggest corporations of America. And they need to give that money back.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Mark Jackson is our guest co-host. J. Randall Murphy is on special assignment. And we've got this incident from 2017 that Stan Gordon is telling us about. Proceed, sir.
All right. This was August of 17. A police officer on patrol contacted me soon after it happened, and of course doesn't want to be identified, so we're not even identifying the exact area. I can just tell you it happened in the southwest PA, outside the Pittsburgh area. He's patrolling an area that he commonly patrolled. He's riding down this dark road, and he sees what appears to be a ball of very dull white light low to the ground. And he's thinking, I don't know, I'm not aware of any artificial lighting on the ground like that. I've never seen it before. So he stops. It's a dark area. As he moves closer, he said that round light suddenly rose up or stood up from the ground. It was then that he realized that this was the weirdest thing he had ever seen. The ball of light was actually the head of a very strange being that looked to be about 6 feet or taller. It was tall and almost skeletal thin. The officer said he was opinion that the creature, when he first saw it, was lying on its belly on the ground with its head facing towards the road. It then stood up facing the road. In that dark location, he saw the dull light from the glowing head illuminating the upper section of the body. While the officer watched the creature turn towards the right, the dull illumination from the head lit up the shoulder area. The creature then turned and faced him, then turned to the left and took off at an incredible speed away towards the location away from the road. As it moved off, the witness could see its arms swinging. Officer indicated that it took off at a speed you could only call abnormal. It was the fastest of anything I had ever seen. It was there and then it was gone. And interestingly, that's what we get from some of the Bigfoot cryptid witnesses. It appears and disappears. Okay, so I'm going to continue here. Witness assumed the creature had moved on two legs. However, he could not see the lower section of the body in the dark. Witness described what he saw standing 6 feet or taller, Head was 8 to 10 inches in diameter, shaped like a ball. He said the head was just a ball of light, possibly egg-shaped but pretty round. The light emitted seemed to be just a dull white. The light illuminated the shoulders, the top of the chest, and the up and the section of the arms. The witness could not see the hands. The chest looked to be about 18 inches across. The waist appeared to be small. Arms were abnormally long. The long limbs looked skeletal with no muscle mass. The skin tone of the body appeared to be dull grayish blue. He could not see any facial features. The entire experience lasted about 10 seconds. When the thing left, he pulled his vehicle up, put on a spotlight, searched for evidence on the ground. He saw nothing. But some other similar reports occurred over the next 2 years from different areas that were somewhat similar, but not with a luminous glowing head, but the physical features were somewhat similar. And by the way, the sketch of it is on my website, too. They can read the whole report.
Well, just when you think things are getting easier to compartmentalize these phenomena, you know, and here the data is indicating the exact opposite, Stan. So we look at, like, what's the way forward? What does it look like? It looks dense and confusing.
Yeah. I mean, again, if I was the only one hearing these reports, you got to wonder. But these reports are out. I mean, you can even search the Internet and you'll find some of these reports. But even some of the well-known researchers out there are getting similar reports. And there's a lot of researchers out there that they're not publicly known that well, but they're getting similar reports. I've known about some of these cases going back to the 70s of the similarities with the Bigfoot phenomena from all over the world. I was in touch with researchers and it was going on back then. It's been going on ever since. So while you don't hear a lot about it, it may be a lot more common than people realize. Several years ago, I gave a lecture out of McMinnville at the McMinnville UFO conference on the strange Bigfoot UFO phenomena. And I knew there was a lot of well-known Bigfoot people out there, and I figured probably going to run into a lot of skepticism. And I had a great positive feedback. And afterwards, various witnesses and researchers went out there, contacted me, and they said, "We are so glad that you talked about that," because they said, "We're hearing the same reports. We have physical footprints that suddenly stop and disappear. You know, we've had them appearing, disappearing. We have the globes of light. The same thing's been going on out there for years." And I knew a lot of reports from Washington State and Oregon back in the 70s of similar events going on while it was going on here in Pennsylvania and other parts of the country.
You know, I'm looking at all this and I still look at the fact that, of course, UFOs appear to wink in and wink out or speed away on a dime, and the theory going that maybe they're just dropping back into another dimension of reality. What about if what we see is not a physical object or physical being, but some kind of projection having no reality? What's your perception?
Well, again, there's multitudes of theories, but, you know, with so many UFO cases, and again, over the years across the country, there's hundreds of physical trace cases where these things were on the ground. And we had them here in Pennsylvania as well. So we had people actually see them. They see the object. They're on the ground. There's physical traces. We had labs examine some of the materials in some cases over the years. And as I mentioned earlier, possibly we're dealing with more than one origin to the UFO phenomena. That there may not be one explanation that covers everything. But it may well be that some aspects of this are somehow all interconnected, all related to certain facets of it. It's a very complex phenomena, and that may well be the reason why, like I said, I really believe that it's very likely that the government doesn't have the answers themselves, which may be why there's a lot of secrecy on the phenomena, because it's a worldwide phenomena. They know what's going on. There's nothing anybody can do about it. They're not in control of what's happening. They don't have the answers themselves. They're trying to figure it out.
That goes back to the whole game of disclosure, whether or not there's anything to disclose. And if there's not, of course, they're not going to say anything. The important determination would be whether what's being seen represents a threat to the national security. And if they can't claim that, they can say, well, they're not interested. And then again, we look at things like the discovery of possible Earth-like planets where life may have spawned, and the growing theory that, hey, there's life in the universe, so why wouldn't they send themselves? Why wouldn't they go to other planets, other star systems, if they have that capability? But then again, we don't know whether what we see is them because except for some very disputed abductions and contact cases, we have no evidence of who and what they are.
Yeah, and again, we may be dealing with multiple type of unknown phenomena. It may not all be the same, yet some aspect of it might be all somehow interconnected. This may have been going on for many, many years, and it's anybody that takes the time, that's open-minded, that takes time to go out into the field, investigate the reports, gather the data, interview the people, see the patterns, they have to begin to realize there's something going on. Because when I started my research groups, I had a lot of skeptical scientists come in who didn't believe. Some of them spent years with me out in the field, and they began to do exactly that, and they began to realize that something is going on out there. We just don't know what it is we're dealing with.
I should tell you here, most of you listeners to the Paracast know I met Dr. Hynek a few times back in the 80s. And the impression I got from talking to him is that he was moving beyond the ETH or extraterrestrial hypothesis and embracing something more like a 4D response to what was going on. I mean, that's interesting because we're dealing here with an astronomer who's looking at real things in space. And when he comes to that conclusion, it's certainly important. Oh, by the way, the guy who was reporting that object, Avi Loeb, that object that came into our solar system and left, he's the head astronomer from Harvard. Interesting, someone like that talks of a possible alien craft of some sort visiting us. I want to remind you to check us out at Paracast Plus to get the ad-free version of this show and the After the Paracast podcast. All great stuff. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com for more information. Prices begin at just $1.49 a week. We've got Stan Gordon. Mark Jackson's our guest co-host. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap. But not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Thank you, Mark, for doing such a great job. Picking up at the last minute that J. Randall Murphy said he was not able to attend, we are on our last segment here, Stan, so maybe a good sum up time here. Obviously, yeah. You're covering UFOs, Bigfoot, all sorts of weird, unusual things. What way do you have when you get all these calls to vet the caller to see whether they're pulling your leg or not?
I try when I can to meet the witnesses in person. I've also interviewed many thousands of people over the years. I've talked to lots of people. There's certain things I look for, certain details, certain patterns, and most of the time you can tell pretty well, you know, what is legit and what isn't. And again, a lot of the cases people call in are things I can explain, I can track down and figure out. But reports come in, again, from credible people from all walks of life. I mean, over the years, I've interviewed commercial and ex-military pilots and air traffic controllers and state troopers and engineers and scientists who have seen these things. They have no reason to make up these stories. They want no publicity. And they're just baffled by what they saw, and they want to get some answers, as most people do. So I try to get this information out as best I can, you know, through my website. I've been trying to educate the public through lectures since I was out of high school. I've written 3 books on the subject, which are available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. From the response that I get from the public, there's a great interest in the phenomena. People are more and more open-minded to these phenomena, and they just want to get answers to try to figure out what's going on out there.
So despite the influence of reality shows that don't always present accurate information about a strange event, they're willing to look past that and look at the real thing.
Well, I think it's because that's the sources they have. A lot of them know that there's some factual information mixed in with some of the other information coming out, but they're intrigued by it, and in many cases it causes people to do their own investigation. It helps educate the people. They begin to do their own research, and many of these people begin to realize that there's something going on out there, and they try to find out what's happening.
You know, Stan, a lot of the Paracast listeners are going to be listening to this over the Internet with their computer in front of them, and with all of the video and photographic evidence that's available, or supposed evidence that's available online, particularly through YouTube and other portals like that. Do you have a clip that when you look at it, you say to yourself, now that's probably more like what we're looking at in terms of, say, let's just call it Bigfoot. So do you have a favorite clip that people can look up that you think might be a little bit closer to the truth?
Unfortunately, you know, I've seen so many over the years. Of course, Patterson film, people always talk about the Patterson film. I've seen lots of individual photographs and videos that I've received and game cam pictures, and some of them are pretty interesting. I've got some interesting pictures on my website. and sketches, stangordon.info, they can look at. You know, I just can't think of any particular one that will say to me and prove to me that, yes, it's something unexplainable. There's something there in some of them, but it's just not that definitive proof.
That's been the problem in the UFO field, paranormal research in general. Although there have been a few UFO photos that seem pretty clear, most are lights in the sky too fuzzy to make out the tail. Sometimes you wonder if it isn't deliberate that we can't capture a perfectly clear photo that's demonstrably genuine. Of course, nowadays you can fake anything.
And unfortunately, yeah, the technology's got to the point now where, yeah, that's why you really need to get cases investigated firsthand to look into each case. And that's something that, you know, it's a problem because there's just not a lot of researchers out there that have the capability to do that. Hopefully someday we'll get some of those really good, clear pictures. And with the technology advancing now, hopefully one of these days we'll have that type of circumstance show up.
Well, we certainly have the technology to create really good, clear photos. So many millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people have smartphones, and many of them have really first-rate cameras. In fact, some iPhones are actually used to make real motion pictures, 4K footage. So as you see, they're capable of lots of things. Of course, seeing and discerning something from a distant object in the sky is pretty difficult. It's more than just staging a movie or something like that, so we understand the big difference. It's unfortunate. Also, as we all know, most people with smartphones are looking down at them, not up to see what's going on up there.
Exactly, and that's what I run into quite a bit. There are some pictures. I've got some interesting pictures that have submitted, and I have one of my analysts look at some of those, and some of them are very interesting, but it's not enough to prove anything, you know, to a lot of the skeptical people out there. And then again, so many of the sightings last just a short time, sometimes seconds, and the witnesses are so stunned, so shocked by what they see, and so often they tell me, they said, we had my camera right there, didn't even think about taking a picture, just watching what was going on.
You know, recently there was an author, D.W. Pasulka, has a new book out called American Cosmic, and in there they talk a little bit about technology and, you know, the double-edged sword of it in today and trying to frame these phenomena, et cetera. But there was a group, and there's a quote actually from the book from a gentleman by the name of Scott Brown. He started a group called In the Field, and this is a professional group of videographers, photographers, computer graphic specialists, et cetera, who set out to debunk most of the film and the photos, et cetera. You know, in the book, he's describing how it's virtually impossible today to identify the hoaxes and the fakes just because of the computing power and the type of imagery that can be generated and rendered. So I don't think that moving forward, technology is going to work against us as much as it's going to work for us, I guess is the point. When these folks that were using traditional, or these groups that were using traditional means and methods before recent advancements in imagery and videography, et cetera, with computer-generated imagery, animation, et cetera, but the point is that technology is going to work against us as we move forward, not necessarily for us when it comes to uncovering more of this, my opinion.
Yeah, well, of course, back in the 60s and 70s, when there was a lot of film being used, I mean, it was much more difficult to fabricate a picture. Now with the technology, you've got some significant great, you know, you have a lot of great graphics showing up, and you've got to question what people are seeing. So, yeah, it's making it much harder to determine what is real and what is not.
For those who want more information about the things you do, Stan Gordon, we have a half minute or a minute for you to push your stuff, as they say.
Okay, well, the website is Stan Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N dot I-N-F-O, stangordon.info. The email on there, they can reach my email, paufo@comcast.net. My books, Silent Invasion, the Pennsylvania UFO Bigfoot Casebook, which covers a lot of those strange UFO Bigfoot cases. Also, Astonishing Encounters, the latest book on all kind of creature and cryptid sightings, and then Really Mysterious Pennsylvania, available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and personalized copies available on my website as well.
By the way, Mark Jackson, you have a new website. Is it fully active yet?
I have content on there, Gene. It's at deepspacepod.com. Interestingly, I'll be posting an article I'd written about 3 days ago that had a lot of synchronicity with our guests today and yourself. In fact, when Randall got a hold of me, I was just finishing the first draft of that article, and I mentioned both of you gentlemen in that article. So when Randall called me, I thought that was a nice synchronicity to take on the task today. And it's been absolutely wonderful to talk to you, Stan. Just, again, I'm a fanboy, and just take a day off. It sounds like you're so busy and there's so much of this stuff going on that you might need a breather, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, we try to. Got three young grandsons, and we babysit them almost every day with my wife. So we're doing some other things as well. But, yeah, time goes by very quickly.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast, at the Paracast on Twitter. Two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And these are all being redesigned, so they'll be changing. If you're interested in tech accessories, we have the new Tech Night Owl store, which, of course, works with our other radio show, technightowl.store. And if you want to hear the After the Paracast podcast, which can be a supplementary show, a continuation of this, or something totally separate, unexpected, you have to join the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com to get more information. Prices begin at just $1.49. And as we say, our price, cheap. That used to be the slogan for Mad Magazine, those who remember. Plus.theparacast.com. Stan Gordon, always fun and enjoyable to hear you tell us about all the amazing events in your area. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me back on. It was a great pleasure to be back on the show.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.